Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As we've been reporting, San Francisco Mayor London Breed has laid out plans to open three mass vaccination sites with the hope of injecting 10,000 people a day. Phil, this is an ambitious plan. It sounds great. But isn't the city at the mercy of the state when it comes to vaccine supplies?
Oh, absolutely. And if you drilled down on what the mayor announced, you would find out that it's probably going to be weeks before you, I, or average people can go to these various sites and get a vaccine, because they don't have it yet. It's as simple as that. They don't have it, and what they have right now, like other counties, are going to healthcare workers and other frontline workers. And, you know, a lot of times that's what we're seeing on TV and in the newspapers when we see photographs of people getting vaccinations. It's people that are designated for them to get them and not the average person. So they've picked up three sites. They're not going to be huge sites. They're going to be community types areas. Possibly Moscone Center might be one. They're going to have one in the Mission and one out in the Bayview. But for the most part, you know, they're looking to fare to Midland, because quite honestly, some of these big sites are more show than they are practical.
And the city also rolled out a place where you can register, right? So they're improving the interface between people who want the vaccine and actually getting the vaccine.
Yeah, and they're trying to do that. But again, a lot of it comes down to the fact that they don't have it. And even when they have it, yeah, they're trying to improve the interface. Look, what we got here is everybody wants the vaccine, or at least most people want the vaccine. And it's been touted as the light at the end of the tunnel. So there is a lot of anxiousness about it. And so people are rushing and getting online, and we're having servers crash and websites crash as people try to sign up, and there's confusion about signing it up. I mean, just imagine, how tough was it just to get the DMV to put the new driver's license out? You make that 10 times as more difficult, and that's what they're facing. So what we have then is politicians saying, you know, because they get calls, they say, well, what are you doing? And then we have counties and such announcing that they're opening up, you know, big sites or something like that. It's more, I got to tell you, it's more kind of making news than actually making a difference at this point.
And Phil, we're seeing some finger pointing within the city itself at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is San Francisco. Of course, you're going to see finger pointing within it. You're going to see one person saying, what about the health department? Health department saying this, that, and the other thing. Board of Supervisors, anybody looking for a headline is going to jump in on it. You know, Oakland Alameda Coliseum, they're going to move to open up the site in conjunction with some yet-to-be-named hospitals. Now, that's in East Oakland, and the idea is you could drive there and get in and a whole lot of cars in the parking lot and get it moving. But I'm not the easiest place to get to on foot, and so you're going to drive there. Other places are talking about, you know, for driving. San Francisco doesn't have driving that much. It doesn't have a lot of parking, so they're going for smaller sites. But everybody, I'm telling you, everybody is trying to keep the ball rolling to deal with the fact that they are coming up short, and they're trying to make it work and show that they're trying to make it work. One, because people are upset, but two, also to keep people masked and keep the momentum going for, you know, what has so far really helped the Bay Area sort of get ahead on the curves, whether it's the post-Christmas, the pre-Christmas, or whatever. So what they're trying to do is show that, okay, there is light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a little while till we get there.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.